My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I had a great time watching college football last night. I told you I was on my way to a high school football game when I left here.
Big football day for Grant.
Got postponed and rained out. So I did go over this morning at 10 a.m. because there was no school, to your point. Watch a little high school football with my son, which was nice, over at West Springfield High School today. But last night, I watched Colorado and North Dakota State. The Buffaloes and the Bison. Very similar mascots. 31-26 final. Couple of thoughts from your guy.
Go ahead.
First of all, Travis Hunter, who is both a wide receiver and a cornerback, and is considered one of the top five players in America at both positions.
Rightly so.
Is an unbelievable talent. Now, he got away a couple of times with very obvious offensive pass interference, which I really didn't see anybody talk about or acknowledge or care about. But it was very clear to me a couple times, either pushed off.
The deep throw down the right sideline, start of the second half. There was some hand fighting, and then there was some pushing by one person.
The most obvious push off ever. But
he's great.
Fine.
He's really good.
He also
good.
Had a touchdown where he slung a guy to the ground back of the end zone, not called. Don't really care about that. That's not the point. The point is that guy is the best athlete on any field that he's going to be on this year. And I tweeted this last night. Here's what's scary about him. I'm not sure that there will be a better athlete on an NFL field next year when he's on it. Maybe Lamar Jackson or somebody like that, maybe. But there have not been talents like this. I don't remember anybody this side of Charles Woodson who could do it both ways. Champ Bailey, you remember, post-Woodson, 99. Washington drafted 7th overall to the University of Georgia. Played wide receiver, played corner a little bit in college. Not to the same extent that Hunter does. And Bailey, even in the NFL, very, very limited capacity. But if you remember at the end of some lost seasons, I think it was the Spurrier time frame, they asked him to play on both sides of the ball. He caught some passes, was targeted as a wide receiver. You just don't see it. You don't. It's like the Shohei thing in football. It's too hard. People aren't good enough. Athletes, just as great as you are to do that in college, to do it in the NFL is a whole different ballgame. I think this guy could play both positions. I don't think he'll be a star at both, but why wouldn't you at least let him give it a try in the NFL early on to see if you could have him run some routes, take some screens for you, design stuff, but then also have him be a primary corner? Like, to me, corner first, receiver second, but why couldn't he do a little bit of both, Champ Bailey style?
I, the longer it goes, the more it's worth finding out. You know what I mean? Like, he is exceptional. Like, to me, the playmaking ability on offense is what it's easier to see. If that makes any sense. I guess he's graded higher as a corner, as a pro prospect, which is fine. But I'd like the football in his hands also. You know what I mean? Like, send him down the field a few times. Let's see what happens. Well, couple in-breakers, couple crossers, maybe a go ball here or there. That dude is amazing.
First time I saw him catch a ball last night, he ran quite literally like a 7-yard stop route, turned around, a little hitch, caught the ball. Then he shakes the defender for what would have been a 5-yard gain. Then the safety takes an angle that isn't perfect, so he outruns him, and he goes untouched into the end zone for a 41-yard touchdown. Now, in the league, a little bit different than against North Dakota State. I understand that. I'm not sitting here pretending like he'd be a 1,000-yard wideout and the best corner in football. I saw C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles, take issue with Robert Griffin, who had suggested that, you know, he should get to do both in the NFL or try to do both. And basically, Gardner Johnson's point was, it's just different up here, man. I get it. He's good. He's talented. You guys are all fawning on him. But he basically said nobody can do it up here the way he's doing it in college. And that's probably true if we're talking about majoring in both and being the number one receiver for a team and the corner that's going to shut down the best wide receiver. I'm just saying he should be your starting corner and be drafted in the top five or top 10, wherever he's going to go. And then also you should give him the occasional opportunity to touch the football. And you can't just throw him a screen every time he's out there. That's a tell.
Mm-hmm.
So you put him out there for 15, 17 snaps a game when you're in 11 personnel or you're spreading an offense out. And three or four times you throw him the football or you give him a pop pass or you get him in jet action and hand it to him. He's just too dynamic.
He's too good. Yeah, I mean, Deion Sanders obviously did that at the pro level. You mentioned Champ Bailey, Charles Woodson here and there. There have been guys who've, you know, sort of crossed that uncrossable threshold here and there because they were that exceptional. And who knows, maybe he's one of them. But I know this, just a couple things. North Dakota State, frisky. That was fun, right? Not a Division I team, whatever you call it, whatever the next layer down is, the subdivision or FBS or whatever the names have changed. It used to be 1AA. I don't know that. I know this. They had Colorado on their heels a little bit with a halftime lead and everything else. That was a close game. That was fun.
FCS, yeah, the football championship subdivision. But North Dakota State is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they played that game again right now, they'd be in that game too.
Mm-hmm.
The difference was Colorado's offense is prolific enough, and they just have athletes the likes of which Dakota State does not.
Yeah, there's nobody to stop Horn or Hunter. They don't have that.
But North Dakota State is probably a better, more complete football team in a sense. And because of that, hung. I mean, they were up 20-17 at the half. It was 20-14 with a minute or so to go in the second quarter. And it ended up being a good game. Now, to Colorado's credit, while I knocked their defense, which was abhorrent, I thought, in the first half, they gave up all of 6 points in the second half.
Yeah.
It was late in the game after they were pitching a shutout. And I think they held North Dakota State to sub 100 yards over a quarter and change. So they did a lot of things after halftime, made some adjustments that were very, very smart. But I also thought the officiating late was weird. I thought North Dakota State shot themselves in the foot a bunch by continually bringing in their backup quarterback to do some Tim Tebow-y type stuff when Cam Miller, their starter, was just picking Colorado apart early.
It's not like he couldn't move either.
No, he was good.
Yeah, like, Listen, I don't know anything. I'm not sitting there. I'm not writing about North Dakota State. I'm not covering him every day.
He ran for 80 yards.
Yeah, I saw enough. That guy. The guy that was 18 out of 22 for 277 and who ran pretty well. That guy. Not the other guy. That guy.
Where are you on Shador Sanders, who threw for 445 yards and four touchdowns?
This is such a tough question because I know that he's an excellent college football player. I am sure of that, right? That he's doing some of those things, like that one long pass he threw after, 15 seconds, Caleb Williams style, where he ran around, dodged seven people, pump faked four dudes, heading left off his, side foot, slung it a dime 50 yards down the field to somebody. You go, okay, he's a better athlete than everybody there at the college level, especially against North Dakota State. He's going to be a pro. I just don't know yet, but it's fun to watch. He's electric at a minimum.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.